This first reading on Ash Wednesday is from the prophet Joel. Joel was about the 5th century B.C., and he's calling people to repentance, one of the big messages of the book of Joel. The text we have, 2nd chapter of Joel, verses 12 to 18. It starts off, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Now, I want to reflect on that for a while. See, repentance is not fear or bad self-image or trying to cool God off. It's an understanding of what our sin is. In the light of a God who loves us so much and is prepared to do us so much good. And that's the way that the prophet Joel, in the Spirit, presents that. So verse 12 starts, "And now, Naum Adonai, Naum, a statement of the Lord, a saying of the Lord, something like that, you know. Return to me with all your heart." See, return. Our idea is get very sorry and beat ourselves and hope he's satisfied. The biblical notion of repentance is to return to God. Shuv. The word for repentance in Hebrew is tshuva, from that root shuv. So here we have, you see, return to me. Shuvu Adai. Bokol levavakach. Levavachem. Plural. How do we return to God with our whole heart? We renounce sin. And we look at ourselves and we say, "Lord, I want to give up all sin, but I don't have the strength. Please come and by your Holy Spirit change my heart so that I can return to you and come back and be with you." See, normality is to be with God and aware of that being with. Abnormality is to be absent from God. And abnormality is caused by abnormality. Sin is abnormal. And it places us, serious sin particularly, in a state of abnormality. If we're just committing little sins, you see, we're drifting, and we're not moving toward the Lord. And that's why, you see, the very first words, and now, Vagamata, and so even now, Naum Adonai, a saying of Adonai, Shuvu Adai, come back to me, Bekol Levavachem, with your whole heart. We can, you know, beat ourselves. It's in some Mediterranean countries especially. The only time a lot of people go to church is Ash Wednesday. They don't even go on Easter. But they know they got to repent, which is better than a lot of Americans. So that there's this big procession of people beating their breasts and getting ashes on their head. But is it b'kol levavachem? Is it with your whole lev? The heart, which is the very inner secret of a human being, by which they relate directly to God. That part of us, there's no shadows. The shadows are our sin. And as we return to the Lord, those shadows are lifted, and we discover the fatherhood of God. And that's what the text is telling us, you see. And you do that with your whole heart, with fasting, and weeping and mourning. See, above him, render your garments. And shuvu el Adonai Elohechem, ki hanun v'harum hu. Hanun, that's the word for gracious, as it's translated here. Hanna, chen, is grace. Free compassion. Free. See, love you, free grace. So return to God that way, you see, because he's gracious. And not only gracious, you see, he's Hanun, he's also Rahum. Rahum means affectionate, forgiving in an affectionate way. The root of that word is Rechem, which means womb. He loves us like a mother loves the fruit of her womb. If we come back to him, he's not going to refuse to accept us. And so this first text for Lent is saying, come back. And we know, huh? In fact, we have expressions in English like, I've been living very far from God. Well, that's not geographical. It's spiritual. And that's why repenting is returning to God to receive his forgiveness and rejoice in it. So, you see, perhaps he will again relent. He always relents, see? Mi yodea. Who knows, literally, see? Offering and libation for the Lord your God. Now the text goes on. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Proclaim a fast. Now this is a very important concept, fast. Why do we fast? Well, why do we eat? See, we eat to put a certain amount of this world's goods into a hole in our head, and it'll go down to our stomach, and by a wonderful process invented by the Lord, that food is transformed into energy and mineral and so forth for us. We reduce that a bit during Lent because we overindulge, but not just in food, and anger, lust, wasted time, lousy movies, resentment, all kinds of things. We fast from those now. See? And that's what it's saying. But we also fast from food. And let's not forget that. Now, somebody's sick, of course, they don't fast. And they can talk it over with a pastor and so forth. But we fast. We just don't pretend it's all the same. You see? Return to the Lord. Perhaps he will again relent. Offerings and libations, blow the trumpet, proclaim a fast, gather the people, notify the congregation. And so, then assemble the elders and gather the children and the infants at the breast. Everybody, come back to God. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. It doesn't mean, though, in the Middle Ages, it meant for many fervent couples abstaining from all sexual activity for all of Lent. Why? Because there's something wrong with that? No. Just like there's nothing wrong with eating. But we deprive ourselves of these things because we have been overindulgent and we want to make up, we want to turn from this and be blessed by God. And then in the temple, between the porch and the altar, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep. weep. Well, you just can't go there and kind of fake it. It means really understand what you've done in offending God and understand, be overwhelmed by His mercy. The gift of tears, and there's a prayer in the Missal for the gift of tears, is being so touched by the tender forgiveness of God and being so aware of how totally you do not deserve this, that touched by this total tenderness and love of God, we weep. It's a weeping of gratitude, of joy, as well as sadness for sin, but it's overwhelming. It's a gift to pray for this sorrow for sin, compunction. And as I say, there is a gift, there is a prayer. I don't know if it's in the modern missals. I hope it is. But you can find it, the prayer for the gift of tears, because it's so important. What is it really? It's getting to know the truth, who God is and who we are, and what a disaster we are, how ungrateful, how self-seeking, how twisted. And understanding it in the light of His forgiveness, we weep. And as we weep, that forgiveness enters into our heart. And our tears coming out of our eyes can wash our hearts because we're overwhelmed with the mercy and the tenderness and the forgiveness of God. It was God, after all, through the Church, who instituted this time of Lent so that we can return to Him and be overwhelmed by His mercy. Spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? How come their God doesn't come to help them out? They're in exile, they're, you know, defeated. Then, the last line of this prophecy, then the Lord was, and this text has stirred to concern. See where the Hebrew, got to turn the page here. It says there, Yikane Adonai La'arso. You see, the Lord was stirred to concern for His people. The line about that is saying, Lord, we have sinned, we've made a mess of things, but everybody around is looking and saying, you know, where's their God? They get conquered, they get famine, they get, you know, where's their God? So, Lord, for your own reputation besides us, come and have mercy on us. Why should they say among the peoples, you know, where is their God? And thus, and that's the verse 18, the last verse, you see, Vayukane repented. Oh dear, stirred to concern. Yikane Adonai La'artso. He repented. All right, stirred to compassion. Yachamol al Amo. And He took pity on His people. Amen.